Hello and welcome to this Learn English Professionals recording, brought to you by the British Council. To find out more and to access language activities and audio scripts, visit our Learn English website at www.britishcouncil.org/learnenglish.
Work skills. What are competencies?
Thank you. Today's lecture is called Competencies, Important for the Business and the Individual. I'm going to give you a brief introduction first, then I'll look at competencies from a business perspective, showing how HR uses them to make the business more efficient. After that, we'll look at how competencies can help individuals. I'll make a few short points to sum up, and then, if there's time, I'll answer any questions that you might have. Competencies is a buzzword today. When I started working in the world of business, competencies were unheard of. They existed, of course, but we hadn't given them a name, and we certainly didn't divide them and subdivide them in the way that we do today. A competency is a personal characteristic that describes what you do well, and usually what you do better than everyone around you. Everybody is good at something, so everybody has competencies. What's important is how we use them, both at a business level and as individuals. Now, businesses exist to make money. The goal of people who run businesses is to increase productivity and make more money. Over recent years, organizations have seen the benefits of using competencies for human resource management purposes. In the past, we used to focus on whether or not a worker was successfully completing his or her work activities. If the answer was yes, then everything was okay. But sometimes a worker will successfully complete his activities without affecting outputs or results at all. And what's the point in that? Where's that going to get the company? Or the employee, for that matter? Organisations need to give their clients or customers exactly what they want. They need results. Now, when competencies are tied to the organisation's culture, they enable them to achieve their full potential. If results are clearly defined, then it's easy to identify the competencies needed to achieve them. HR departments spend a lot of time and effort on identifying the competencies that are required in order to achieve the results that are desirable. And then they spend more time finding the individual or individuals who are able to demonstrate that they already possess those competencies. Sometimes the appropriate candidate is already working for the company, but in the wrong department. Sometimes HR has to look outside the organisation to find the best man or woman for the job. As an individual, whether you're working or looking for a job, it's essential that you're able to identify your own competencies so that the people in the right places know that you are a potential candidate, or indeed the best candidate for the job. It's a two-sided thing. If you don't identify specific competencies and let people know that you have them, then how will HR know that you're the right person for the job? If you're looking for a job, then you need to be very careful about which competencies you include in the CVs you're sending out. If you're already inside a company but want to move on or up, then you have to make sure your direct line managers are fully aware of any competencies that you've developed since the last time they looked.
This recording was brought to you by the British Council. To find out more and to access language activities and audio scripts, visit our Learn English website at www.britishcouncil.org/learnenglish.